Hello again, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Russ Klotfelter Ministries. Thank you so much for joining me to listen to my podcast. I have been busy with local videos for my church and Facebook friends, and I am late with this episode. It is truly a strange and unprecedented time in history, my friends. We are finding ourselves staying at home, keeping up with our friends on social media, social distancing, and unable to do many things we have always taken for granted. We will get through this period because God loves us and will take care of us. With all that's going on with this virus, it seems the world is terribly consumed with the fear of contacting others, and fear some unseen assassin would capture and end our life. I believe God has a plan for each of us. He will keep us safe until that glorious day when we go home. I believe if we have faith, and each day suit up in the full armor of God, no matter what happens, we win. We may lose our job, lose our savings, or maybe even lose our life. But as it tells us in Matthew 6:19-27, that the only things that really matter in this life are not in savings accounts, stocks, or bonds. Your account is safe, and in the biggest treasury imaginable. Starting at verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? To summarize, open your Bibles and reread Matthew 6:19-27. When this world gets you down, there is no use to worry about anything. Love and help your neighbors. Live every day as if it were your last. Live your life adding to your account in heaven. One day, maybe tomorrow or 100 years from now, we will all be together praising God. That's why we should not ever worry. Let us end in prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for your many blessings. Please increase our faith so that we can keep anxieties and worries out of our lives. Please be with this world and all the people that are sick and suffering for whatever reason. Have your healing hand upon them. Be with the leaders of this country as they deal with the many aspects involved in opening the economy back up. Forgive us, Lord, of our many sins. Please lead, guide and direct us in all we do, and it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me, and as always, reach out to others in love, and instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.